cool and at a bar and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking death. Yo, what's up with LOC?
You probably didn't know, Dave, that Jeremy Roenick was the real Tone Loc. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
It's Jeremy Roenick hockey camp time again. And Jeremy joins us now. Hey, you still need JR, you still need me to come out and be a goalie dummy? You know, something the guys can shoot at?
Hey, listen, we can use all the dummies that we can handle. There's no question about it. You're totally welcome to come out. Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you been?
I've been great. In the process of traveling the West Coast and getting ready to head into Tahoe today for the big celebrity golf tournament that we have every year on NBC. And it's one of the best weeks of the year. And hopefully we can have a good showing there and find a way to get on TV again.
Here's the thing that people don't understand completely. Golf tournaments of the highest order, you get a nice swag bag. Usually what happens is they have room set up. So when you go and you register, you get a player's badge. And then once you get the player's badge, they send you into rooms because their sponsor's tied to the tournament, and they'd like you to get free stuff. You know about the Oscars bag, Dave?
Sure. Yep.
It's a little like that. So how good is the stuff at the Lake Tahoe tournament?
It's amazing. And it's a fun thing that people overlook is going into the sign-ups and seeing all the swag, like you call it, sitting on all the tables and being able to stuff your bag with watches, or whether it's the Fitbits, or whether the distance finders for the golf distance finders, range finders, all that stuff. So this is a lot of fun things, and you know, this tournament is does not disappoint. That's for sure.
What shape's your game in?
It's pretty good right now. Just played Pebble Beach and Spyglass the other day. Shot 75.
Nice.
Two tough golf courses. And hitting at the tail. The hair is a little thinner. And the ball will travel a little bit further. Hopefully we hit it just as well. But it's making the putts that I'm hoping we get more of today.
Tell you something. You throw up those kind of numbers, you're definitely going to be on TV. Spyglass still, to me, and I've been lucky. I've played all over the country like you do all the time. Spyglass, to me, is still the toughest course in the country. Dave, I'm not kidding you when I tell you this. 18 holes, and they're all uphill. How do you have 18 holes uphill?
Yeah, the other day was cold and kind of wet out, too, so it played even longer. It was definitely a good test of golf. So I agree with you. It's one of my favorite golf courses in the country, but it's also one of the more strategic golf courses in the country. You just got to hit it in the right place.
All right, I want to talk to you about these current Blackhawks and all the changes that have been made, but first let's talk about your camp. Coming up when?
Coming up July 22nd. The sign-up is the 21st. We have an adult group that starts on Tuesday, which is always a lot of fun. We have ages 7 to 16. There are a few openings still remaining. You can go to jrhockeyschool.com. It is a fantastic week. Just so you guys know, I am on the ice every single second with the kids.
Right.
I have a lot of coaches that are with me. The kids get a lot of personal attention. There's a lot of good communication going back and forth, and I just love the interaction between myself and the kids, and I try to hit every single one of them many, many times in the course of a day. But it's not too often that a athlete has a camp and literally is on the ice and is being engaged, every single hour of the camp, and that's how I like to do it. And it's a lot of fun, and it's coming up, like I said, in just about 2 weeks.
It's jrhockeycamp.com, and I'll back you up on that. Listen, Dave, you know this as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys put their names on camps, and they'll do a drive-by.
Yep,
but JR's there the entire time.
Yeah.
The entire time. And by the way, my feet don't really like it, But being in skates for 6-7 hours a day, it's the massage at the end of the week is very good. But I'll tell you, the look on the kids' faces every single day when you tell them that they did a great job, when you show them how to do a proper shot, when you show them how to receive a pass, when they score a goal and you celebrate with them, it makes everything feel great. And I'll tell you that we just have a great time. It's jrhockeyschool.com to go to sign up. And we also have an adult group that starts on Tuesday. So it's an hour and a half of playing, and then afterwards we usually go out to a local establishment, tell stories, and replenish all the fluids that we just burned off for an hour and a half.
Now, see, that's what you really want. You want to go and hear JR tell the stories about the old days.
Well, but some of the stories can't be shared with all of the campers.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The kids, you mean? JR, what's the...
Not the campers, but the adult section becomes a little bit more of a... Yeah,
what's the minimum amount of experience, say, for the adult camp that your players would need to have? I mean, you're not talking about somebody who's never put on skates before, right?
Well, we've had a couple people in the past that have struggled to stay vertical, I should say, for lack of a better word. If you can get from one side to the other, if you can stand up and make sure that you can get from one place to another, we'll work with you and try to improve that ability to move around and feel comfortable on the skates. And I think that's what it's all about, is learning really your edge work, learning how to have another mode of transportation that allows you to be competitive and have fun and stay healthy, because it's one of the best workouts that you'll ever have, skating and getting out there, getting a good sweat. So we deal with everybody.
All right. Now, what about these current Blackhawks? Lots of changes, bringing in a couple of high-quality defensemen and an absolute A-line goalie. I mean, that's just part of the things going on. Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, and I think where they've been for the last couple of years has been disappointing. And I think for now, for Hawks fans, for what they expect, and for the team itself, for what they expect is underachieved. So for them to go out and improve their defense, which I think was the number one thing that they needed to do, is to go out and make sure that they acquired a couple quality players for that third and fourth kind of slot, where I don't think that was their big problems over the last couple of years. Defense made way too many mistakes, left their goaltender stranded out in no man's land. Obviously having Corey Crawford being injured for a lot of times, depending on Cam Ward, was very difficult. Going through as many goaltenders as they have was very difficult. So they have definitely assessed their needs and went out there and tried to fill those holes as much as possible. I think there's a lot to be excited about when you look at the Hawks start the season.
What team should they be most concerned about in their division? You've got the reigning Stanley Cup champs now Dallas too.
Oh, Colorado, really?
Colorado
Avalanche has really gone out. And you saw what kind of splash they made last year and how well they played in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. McKinnon, Rantanen, Landeskog, how well they played. I think with the additions that they made on their team this year has probably been the best off-season rebuild of any team in the National Hockey League, of an already very good team. They're going to make a big splash next year. They have Cale Makar, who is the young rookie defensive phenom that'll have a full year under his belt. With him coming up, they're able to get rid of Tyson Barry and get another good quality player and Nazem Kadri, who's going to add a lot of grit to their team. But it's them and Nashville. I think Nashville improved their team with Duchesne also. I think Winnipeg kind of did not help themselves. They've gotten worse. Minnesota has not done anything to make their aging team any better. But you're right, Dallas is going to be another tough game at Pavelski. But it will be one of the toughest, if not the toughest, division in the league next year.
Who's caddying for you in Tahoe?
My son.
How cool is that?
He just turned 22 the other day. This will be, I think, the sixth year that he has been my caddy, and we absolutely have a blast. It's our favorite weekend of the year. We get to get on the golf course together, compete, have that father-son kind of bond, and you know, play the game that we both love to play. And he's a very, very good golfer in his own right, too. So it's nice to rely on a kid that has maybe a little bit more of a calmer mind than his dad. So it's a nice week.
Do you let him club you?
Absolutely do. And listen to one of his best qualities is his putting. So I listen very, very hard to his reads of the greens, and hopefully I hit him in the right place that he tells me to, and we make a lot of birdies this week and can have a good showing and maybe see a lot of people on TV on Sunday afternoon.
Nice. Play well, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me plug the hockey school. Let me one more time say jrhockeyschool.com. There's only a few spots remaining, both for the 7 to 16-year-olds and for the adult group that starts on Tuesday. So we'd love to see everybody out there in Vernon Hills on the 22nd of July.
Well, it's going to be fun as always. Thank you. That's Jeremy Roenick from your Chicago Blackhawks, from the NHL Network, from his golf bag, from everywhere.